I am the white light of unconditional love. And as the pure white light of unconditional love, I live my life totally, perfectly, wonderfully in all expressions of goodness and love. What does it mean to be the pure white light of love? What does it mean to be the white love of unconditional love? What it means is that under all circumstances, I consider everything to be beautiful and good. Under all circumstances, I live not from my human life, but from my divine life. I live from the divinity within me. I live from the divinity that I am, and that's all that I know. I know nothing else than the divinity within me. Now you say, that's a pretty big bite from the cake. That's a pretty big step to take. That's a pretty big statement to make. And yes, it is. It's a very big statement to make. We've all taught ourselves from the get-go, from the moment we were born, we and our parents and our family and our world, our community, that we are human. And we always like to stick the word on there, we are only human. And to say that we are human means that we are not divine. To say that we are human means that we are not living according to the ideal that we were created to be. We're not living according to what our ideal being is. Now, what is our ideal being? And all of us must honestly answer, we don't know. We don't know what our ideal being is because we have spent all of our time, all the years of our life, all the moments of our life, every moment of our breathing, thinking that we're human. And we can sort of live with that, because humans can make mistakes. Humans can be lacking in love. Humans can be conditional in how they love themselves and others. Humans can, in every way, express themselves in limitation. The divine cannot do that. The divine is the allness. It lives in the allness. It is the allness. The divine cannot live in limitation because for the divine, there is no such thing as limitation. For in the divine, all is. Where do you think we get these wonderful ideas of the allness? Where do we get the nothingness and the allness and having them make sense in our universal cosmic scientific library of thought? Where do we get that idea? We get that from the divine within us. We get that from a gnawing eagerness within us that says, we are more than human beings. We are more than what we appear to be. We are not the illusions that we appear to be. We are not the ever-changing illusions that we appear to be. For we are truly the divine which never changes. The divine which always is ideal, perfect, beautiful, fantastic, glorious in every possible way. We are the divine that never, never changes, that never tries to be something different than what it is. Now, are you the divine? Are you the allness? Are you the isness of the universe? Are you that which is beautiful and good and wonderful and fantastic? Are you able to think thoughts beyond the realm of your human recognition? Are you able to dream dreams beyond the illusions that you're living now as a human being on earth? Who named us human beings? Who named us limited beings? Who named us this attitude of mind? We did ourselves. We named ourselves to be limited because we found that that was something we could live with. We were not being sacred or lack of being sacred in this. We recognize there is a greater cause that created us, but are we ready to say that greater cause is us? Are we ready to say that greater cause is who we are? And that greater cause is just that awareness of who we are. Now, how could anything create the universe so vast, so broad, so magnificent? How could anything create all of the variety of creatures, of the variety of life forms, and the variety of non-life forms that exist in the universe that we know about? And we don't even know about all the universes. We know about some, but not all of them. Can we conceive of a creature or a beingness, or can we conceive of it being done, that this once was not, and now is? Or was it always is? Was it always done? Did it always exist? And are we merely becoming aware of it bit by bit? Are we merely becoming aware of a universe that is in existence and always will be? Are we merely becoming aware of ourselves and the magnificence that we are? The joy that we are, the peace that we are, the love that we are, the unconditional love that we are, knowing no doubt, knowing no condition of any relationship. We are aware of our universality. Are we able to handle that? Are we able to recognize that? Are we able to be that? Well, are we? That's a good question, isn't it? It's a very good question, because it's something that touches the lives of each one of us. It's something that touches the thought system of each one of us. Every one of us go to sleep and dream dreams that span the universe, that span consciousness, that jump beyond humanity. Every one of us imagines in our consciousness something more grand than anything we have ever experienced. And this is who we are. And this is why we can say to ourselves with certainty and conviction, I am the white light of unconditional love. I am the white light of unconditional love. The more we say that, the more we demonstrate that in our moment-by-moment experience. And the more we demonstrate that in our moment-by-moment experience, the less moments there are for us to experience, because all time is here and now. All space is here and now. All moments are here and now. Even when we imagine a moment that is not connected to the now, it is connected to the now. Even when we imagine ideas, conditions, circumstances that are beyond the realm of this particular focus that we're living in, it exists. It exists and it is. And how wonderful it is. But it is only wonderful because you and I are wonderful. It is only wonderful because you and I have taken the first step to say that we are the pure white light of unconditional love, and that in our heart, in our life, in our mind, in our soul, shine out the grandness that we are, not the limitation. Shine out the magnificence that we are. And all of those limited thoughts, all those limited illusions that once persuaded us to think that they were real, have passed away. And they have passed away into the nothingness and into the allness. And the nothingness and the allness are one. And if we can even glimpse that concept, the nothingness and the allness are one, then we begin to recognize that this is a mighty spectacular world that we're living in. And that the more we can teach ourselves, I am divine, and all is in divine order right now. I am divine. I am the pure white light of unconditional love. And I shine upon myself and my universe. I shine upon all that exists. I shine out, and all shines back at me. and all is wonderful and now. Yes, all is in divine order, and all is in divine order now. And I am the pure white light of unconditional love, shining forth in my world of oneness, my world of allness, my world of peace, my world of goodness, and my world of now. And I love my world, and I love me, and I love all. I love you. I love you. I love you.